Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Fedor tweeting out within the last half hour that Cavs starting small forward DeAndre Hunter is out for the season opener against the Knicks, a source tells Cleveland.com. I will say, when you read the tweet, the first line of the tweet is, Cavs starting small forward DeAndre Hunter is out for the season.
Ah.
Opener. So when I was reading that in real time, I was like, Mac just told me he was out for the season opener. And I was like, oh, opener. We're okay there.
We're losing bodies left and right for this game already, Nick.
I do love Mac. It was just a conversation started in the break. But Mac tells me about this. Hey, make sure to say this. I was like, okay, cool. Good looking out. And he goes, do we go Merrill? Do we go, who do we go? And I was like, it's game one.
We will let the game present itself to us, Mac.
Yeah, like if it's Jalen Tyson, I'll be like, good for Jalen Tyson. If it's Sam Merrill.
We are definitely in no need to overanalyze this one. We'll just let the game happen.
Yeah, unless you lose by 20, and then we'll be like, this is why you shouldn't have started Merrill, right?
Well, then Atkinson is the biggest idiot we've ever seen. Am I right, guys?
I mean, people have been saying it.
You're all morons.
Very rarely criticized Atkinson, by the way. It feels like even when he pulled the wrong lever last year, people were hesitant to criticize him. And I wonder if that changes after the playoffs last year.
That's an interesting point. I don't know is the answer. Can I tell you something that goes in his favor? And this is why I do think when the group think narrative around the NFL is what Ross Tucker said earlier today, when he's like, if you're hiring a defensive head coach, who's going to be the OC? Mm-hmm. 'Cause that guy could get hired. The kernel at the center of that ideology is offenses are fun and we like coaches that coach fun offenses mm-hmm. more than we do coaches that coach fun defenses. It's simple.
Yeah.
So Kenny Atkinson making the offense wildly more watchable last year gets him the biggest Peterlin pass in history.
Yeah. The Peterlin pass.
And I want to know how long, what's the statute of limitations on? How long does that last? How much goodwill do you have if you're Atkinson based off of what happens last year? Because the crowd is fickle.
So I will tell you, I think it lasts through the rest of this regular season. Because I don't think Kenny took blame for what happened in the postseason this year. So it's kind of like J.B. Bickerstaff when he got the doors blown off you by the Knicks the first year where I was ready to move on from him then, thinking it was a pivotal moment with Donovan's future and everything. And I think most people are like, well, yeah, we were pissed about it, but 2 weeks later, let's keep him. Let's see what you have. And after the Boston series, that two-week cooling period never happened.
But I think there's a difference between being like, oh, we're gonna fire Atkinson, and at least just starting to be critical of Atkinson. Like, there was a stretch there where fans were acting like Atkinson walked on water, and I think I was right there with him. Like, because it was just, you saw the X's and O's, you saw how he was implementing some of the basic things that JB just kind of didn't achieve, and we were just happy to have that. But after the playoffs, I don't know. I wonder if it's going to start to change if you do start to struggle at any stretch here.
I think player development will be something that we can go, and that can buy him some patience, I should say. I think the offense, one of the common thread that you've heard out of the Cavs camp, at least, is that they're going to try and push the pace more and get more possessions in offensively, mm-hmm. be more of an up-tempo team. I think being even more fun as an offense is another way to kind of satiate that bloodlust. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things he can do to kind of even curry more favor before the playoffs. Would you do a bald challenge?
No. My dome, while bald, I've gotten very close to it being bald before. Mm-hmm. And so when I was a kid, when I was like 5 years old, I was playing underwater in the bathtub. And I was trying to see how long you can hold your breath for, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of swimming around because you're young. And I went down, and then eventually I came up, and I hit the faucet.
Yeah.
And the whole bathtub was bloody. The whole everything was bloody. But because of that, I have like a little bit of a, it's not even a bump. There's like a dash almost in my like, where, you know, on my head.
Uh-huh.
And so bald me, it would be very obvious, and I don't love that. I don't love that reality.
So...
don't want anything to do with
in
it.
In fairness, this bald challenge...
I'd be a really ugly bald person is the synopsis here.
I also would be. You can be fat and you can be bald, but you can't be fat and bald. I think that's where we're going there. And you throw ugly in it for me, and we really 0 for 3 there. You'd like to be 0 for 3. I'm 3 for 3 is what I was saying. But so this would just be, you'd be bald for basically a short amount of time. You can grow your hair back. So have you heard of Yorgos Lanthimos?
Oh, my guy.
You're a big Yorgos Lanthimos guy.
My guy, always. So classic Yorgos.
He's the guy that has been casting Emma Stone in every single thing the last couple years. So he's got a new movie coming out.
Oh, he's not behind the Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone thing, is he?
No. No, that was a TV
show.
Because
that was awful. I love Nathan Fielder. That was just unwatchable.
But he's got a special advanced screening of Begonia, which is his new movie. And to celebrate the film's release, they're inviting hairless and hair curious. That is funny. Movie lovers to attend a bald screening. So... if you're bald or willing to become bald, participants who will receive a free popcorn and soda voucher plus two tickets to see the film. And the first five guests who shave their heads will win a year pass of free movies from the Phoenix Theater's Great Northern Mall. We have a few friends in common, Mac and I do,
yeah.
And they're trying to get Mac... to do the bald challenge, and as of right now, he's balking at the bald challenge.
Mac, your specialty is your hair. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, it grows back. This is the thing. If I shave this head, there's a chance like 3% of it does not grow back more because we're already follicly challenged.
But he's got a 99 Madden rating in one thing in life, and it's the hair. And okay. I wouldn't mess with that.
But it's better than me.
I don't have a 99 rating in anything. You got one. That's beautiful.
Your hair's going to grow back within 6 weeks. Whereas this is, even if it's 2 months, this is a year free of movies, and you're a movie snob.
I wouldn't say a movie snob. I go to the movies a lot. But
okay, that's what I mean. You go to the movies a lot.
Yeah. I mean, my only thing with this is that, so I have...
you didn't like the snob term.
I know.
Why did that upset you?
Nah, because I know I have friends that are movie snobs.
His name's Matt Thomas, and he's a good buddy of ours.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, Shams is saying the cat's going to play tonight, for whatever that's worth to you guys.
Who is?
Shams.
Hmm. I don't care. Hey, now get back to the bald challenge.
Again, that game's going to present itself when it presents itself.
Yep. Got to take it one possession at a time.
That's right.
So, like, when I was in high school, I used to get my hair, or I used to get my head shaved back then. And
good origin story.
Yeah, no. Was not a good look.
You can
me.
Wear a hat for the next 2 months for free movies.
Well, you know, it's not like you see that many people in between like this and just your day to day. Like I don't see that many people. I could probably wear a hat for a couple months. I mean, free movies for a whole year. I don't ever go to the movies, so it doesn't really do anything for me.
If it was closer to my house, I'd seriously consider this.
That's the other part of it for me.
What do you think you spend in a year on movies?
Uh, Man. I mean, I probably go to the movies maybe like 12 times a year. Maybe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Maybe.
So okay, what's a movie ticket cost at this point? Like $12?
It depends. Sometimes it's like $8. Sometimes it's $12.
All right. So it's like $100. It's worth like $120 for Mac to cut his hair completely off.
Yeah, but wouldn't you go more? Like if you told me right now two free tickets,
yeah, I guess so.
For a year, I would take Vanessa every damn Saturday. And even if it wasn't something I would want to see, we'd just go see it because that's how much I love going to the movies. It sounds like you don't love going to the movies that much.
I love going to the movies, but I also love the convenience of the movie theater that I go to, which is not the one.
This is the problem with your generation. Yeah, everything has conditions on it. All right. Well, I'll go talk to that girl, but oh, she's got a friend next to her. Or oh, I don't talk to people at a bar. It's like
the money that I'm saving on the ticket YOLO. Is what I'm spending on in gas to go out to the theater.
I want you to learn this. It's a. You've never heard this theory before. I know. It's called YOLO. All right. You only live
I've
once.
Heard that.
All right. You're living like you got 9 lives to it.
Yeah, but this version of YOLO. This version of YOLO has him stuck watching movies he doesn't want to watch on Saturdays because he feels like he has to take advantage of the free year of movies.
There's no bad movie theater experience.
That's not YOLOing. That's a bad existence.
No, it's not. By the way, no, you could end up enjoying more movies than you ever realized at the movie theater. And I'm assuming this
includes... You watch a lot of really bad movies, though.
Yeah, you are a movie snob. No, purist? Maybe purist is a better word.
I don't go to the movie theaters that often.
That's what I meant. You don't do that enough.
I don't do that.
This is between two movie buffs here. Two people who love going to the movies. Your hair's not that valuable. And by the way, it's a great story. It's a great in with like, normally my hair's, you know.
I like your resolve in this, by the way, Mac.
Thank you.
Very, like, you're not even budging in the slightest bit. You're not even, now waiting for Nick to just be like, I'll offer you $125, the price of this unlimited movie pass, essentially, to just shave your head. That's kind of what I'm waiting for.
Is this the Knipple bet by Andrew Siciliano all over again?
Well, no, you don't even have to do the, like, be the first 5 people in line in this and then go through, I shave it, and then maybe not even have it. Like, I assume for $125 flat, would you shave your head?
I mean, I consider it, but
that's wild.
Oh no, that is wild.
That is wild.
That is a little wild.
I consider
that,
it. Like, I never
consider
said
it
I
for $125.
Cheap ass date. You are a cheap ass date. If that is, I'm a little embarrassed for you.
Okay, all right, take it easy there.
I got 60 on it. Do you got 60 on him shaving his head?
I bet he's 65. Jake was going to come up with five.
I was assuming somebody else could pitch in the old Abe Lincoln there.
You know, you should do this. Keith would love this. Keith could definitely do a $125.
And we get to do it on camera.
No.
By the way, you'd be the third chair while we're just having a sports convo. We're not doing anything else around this.
Just open up the third camera.
Yeah, you're getting your hair shaven off while we're just doing a sports segment, and then we'll just put it on the air. You not actually being on the air. No. Just on YouTube.
That's the kicker. You are the most. You're not being consistent here. Well, I want free movie tickets for a year, but I don't want to lose my hair because it'll take 2 months to grow back.
I'm fine for paying for the movie tickets. Again,
you don't love your hair enough. If $125 is going to be the price.
Yep. Your entire counter argument was a house of cards that fell apart the second JP brought money into it.
You don't even want to know the price it would cost for me to shave my head.
Okay, so the last time I shaved my head, it was because Vanessa had pissed me off. We're living in Charlotte, and I had made a mistake on my beard, and so I had to shave my beard because it just looked stupid. And I came down, and she was having a bad day, and it took it all out on me for the beard shaving. And so I went up there, and I knew it was going to upset her, and I just shaved my head off.
You showed her, didn't you?
I did. And here's the thing. Went to bed. Woke up the next day, went to work, came home, forgot that she didn't see my face in my dome.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go 2 for 2 on bad nights in the Wilson household.
Yeah,
it's these shoes! But yeah, I would say... What's your price on the old head shaving?
$2,000. $2,000.
It's a respectable price. Like...
Yeah,
that's for some people. That's how much a mortgage
I believe.
Payment.
That's how much I believe in me looking awful with my hair shaven.
Mm. Yeah, 125 over there.
125. You know, you're not even respecting the hair that you have. You don't even have a receding hairline like me.
I bet you, if you'd said 100, he would have said yes to
it. I might be going bald anyway. Nature might force this thing on me. Okay, you have a real chance over there, and for 125, you're just going to throw it all away.
Tino saying, "Tell Mac to shave his head." I did, and I got a lot more girls and a kick-ass Dr. Evil impression.
Some people do look better with their head shaven. Like, for some people, that is a real thing. Other people look like a cone head, and that's what I think Mac might look like. I don't know.
No, I actually think he might have a good dome for it.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, how do you know?
Because I've had my head shaven
before.
When
was the last time?
High school.
Okay, your face has changed. Your body has changed. You've gone through many physical changes and experiences since you last shaved your head, Mac. So now you're talking out your ass. I was going to make a much wittier pun. I'm going to say now you're talking out your ass. Don't live in your fears. All right?
I've got 60 on it.
Let me see here.
Just putting that out there.
Keith just hit us up on Twitter saying, "Does Mac know how much Chipotle he could buy for the dates he's still not going on with a shaved head?"
So that's the only thing that we got to really discuss in this is that, like, it'd be different if you were Don Juan out there right now and the hair was really helping you pull it in.
Yeah, the hair is not helping you now.
But it's not the lack of hair. You're not taking advantage of your 99 Madden rating anyway.
Yeah, like, okay, you've got, what's a better potential to get that first date? Hey, look at my suave hair that a bunch of women have walked past and haven't taken, you know, bitten the line on. Or, hey, I usually have great hair. I can show you pictures. But do you know why I don't have hair right now? Free movies, date. I'm telling you, like, the story, it's like the greatest opener ever. It's just, you want to know why I don't have hair right now?
I love someone dating Mac just for the free movie pass. That's actually a really funny development of this. A girl's like, "Oh my gosh, wait, you have a free movie pass?
Who's a cheaper date?"
He's like, "Yeah, I can get you into everything.
Who's a cheaper
date? Anytime you want."
A girl dating Mac because of a free movie pass for a year, or Mac be willing to shave his head for $125?
None of them is respectable, by the way. The answer is none of them is respectable.
Cheap. We got to get you like a doctor or a financial planner or something.
Or just a living body.
Yeah, like just a...
Someone that breathes.
Yeah, so,
it's a good start.
There's an implication there that if I was Mac, I would... That's a well-placed Jesus, man. You said it, Mon. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.